This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, joined by Kimberly Todd of CCD Business Development, and I see a small business microenterprise assistance grant out there. Tell us more about this.
Good morning, Kyle. Happy New Year. We're still saying that, I think. It's early enough.
I'm over that part.
Well, the good thing about you having me on today is we are in preparation mode for a statewide community development block grant. And what that means is that small business owners are able to get some relief. They've had a lot to deal with workforce issues, supply chains, those kinds of things. And this is yet another grant that is allowable for anybody in the state to apply for, but there are some eligibility pieces. I would just like to say the grant does not open until January 23rd. So it's really great that I'm here talking with you so that we can get people prepared and ready to apply.
Because isn't it like a shorter window? I mean, once it opens, how long is it open?
It's going to be open 1 week. It's January 23rd through January 27th. So at 8 a.m. on Monday morning, the 23rd, it will open. And January 27th at 5 p.m., it will close. So we're trying to do a really good job of prepping everybody in Douglas County that has a small business or loves a small business, know somebody they can share this with, so they can give us a call and ask questions and visit the website and all those good things.
Now, obviously, these type of grants come along with, I mean, you've got to submit paperwork. You've got a lot of things to do to apply. What is the potential for you to get from these?
Well, the good thing about this statewide grant is it mimics exactly the previous rounds of grants that we've helped Douglas County businesses with. So the actual paperwork is very similar. In fact, we're very excited to tell people that we've worked with in the past, hey, all that paperwork you did the first time, we have it on a thumb drive, just load it up. The difference is that they're going to require documentation for your 2022 income and expense. So they would like that. But other than that, a lot of businesses have gotten these grants in the past, and it's kind of the same documentation.
So what kinds of businesses are applicable for this?
I'm so glad you asked. There's two ways to have this grant happen. And this is exactly, you know, the way businesses are set up are they're a single LLC. They have one or two employees or just themselves, and they have an eligibility to receive a $10,000 grant. If you're just one person or two, you know, a micro enterprise running your business of five or fewer employees. There's another way to get the grant if you're an employer. If you employ low to moderate income employees, then you are able to receive a particular amount for each employee up to $25,000. So those people with 10 employees, this is really suited for them to get that extra assistance they need because they have been, you know, just making it work for a few years here during the pandemic and post-pandemic.
Now, these have come along periodically, really kind of coming out of the pandemic. Do you feel like they're going to kind of wind down and end at some point?
I think your sense about that is correct. CCD Business Development is a economic development corporation, and that means that they are responsive to the needs in the region. They have already helped administer this grant through several rounds. This is the latest round, and the state of Oregon came to CCD's door and said, you've done such a great job in your service regions of Coos Curry and Douglas County. We'd like you to administer it statewide. So it's kind of a amazing thing, but the great thing is since we've done this before with a lot of small businesses in our region, we're able to just continue assisting them. But we don't know how long these grants will last. It's true.
So what are the specifics about where people should go to kind of get the process started?
Thank you for asking. There are so many resources at ccdbusiness.org. There's a whole page dedicated. There are tutorial videos, so get that nice cup of coffee and click on the links and watch the videos. It shows a list of the documentation they'll be asking for when the application opens, and it also shows who's eligible. So to be clear, you need to have been in business a year prior to that March 2020 shutdown. So you need to have been in business by March of 2019, and then there are several other eligibility pieces. So you want to visit ccdbusiness.org and look at those.
You've got ones like loss of revenue and mandated closures and the workforce issues and supply issues. So really, this should apply to a lot of these smaller businesses.
Right, because when you think about everybody that's been affected by you know, the events of the last 3 years, it's not, we're still in that wave. We're still in that ripple. So the very obvious things that were happening during the pandemic are now we're having those aftershocks, which is, of course, workforce. It's very hard to find people to employ and keep them. And so these types of grants are really there to address those issues that small businesses have gone through. I talk to businesses all the time that, you know, have to wait a long time for a part or have to find a new supplier for a product that they need to make their product. And that is all related to the issues of the pandemic years.
So, again, the website for people to go check it out at?
CCDbusiness.org is where you can find all of the eligibility information as well as the documentation needed. And they've really gone overboard wanting to make sure you feel comfortable applying. So they've made these videos that you can watch and say, oh, how do I get a SAM.gov unique entity identifier? Now, that being said, you can also pick up the phone. There's a phone number and an email that you can send your specific questions to so that you feel totally prepared to be applying on Monday, January 23rd.
All right, that's coming up soon. Kimberly Todd, CCD Business Development, thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Kyle.
8:30, 9 at the morning report.